Welcome to Sports at Large. For the majority of his 20-plus years as the sole owner of the Ravens, Steve Bisciotti has been Baltimore's example of the good son, the personification, if you will, of Ray Barone, the titular mainstay of the classic sitcom Everybody Loves Raymond. The Ravens won their first Super Bowl less than a year after he bought 49% of the club from Art Modell in 2000. And claimed their second Vince Lombardi trophy in 2013, again with Bisciotti as the leader, stamping him with the persona of a winner. And, like Ray Barone, whose image glistens in comparison to his sad sack brother Robert, Steve Bisciotti's look has been dazzling, placed side by side with that of the Angelos ownership of the Orioles during the same period. While first Peter and then John Angelos looked meddlesome and miserly, Steve Bisciotti has not only opened the checkbook, but has largely avoided the limelight, preferring to let team officials and players do the talking and to do their jobs with little interference. Indeed, when he faces the media Tuesday, it will mark the first time Bisciotti has taken questions from reporters in almost 4 years. But in the wake of his firing of head coach John Harbaugh last Tuesday, Steve Bisciotti may start discovering what it's like to have the heat turned up on you, as it were. It's not as if Bisciotti did anything wrong in dismissing Harbaugh. As we've said in this space for a number of years, the luster of the now former coach had long worn off for many. You can only drive around the neighborhood of success a few times without people noticing that you don't settle in. But a man like Bisciotti, who made his fortune staffing companies and evaluating talent, has to come up with a better way of separating a man like Harbaugh from his employment than the way Bisciotti did. A detailed story on the New York Times Athletic website over the weekend laid out a frenetic timeline for Harbaugh's dismissal. Though the story had few, if any, on-the-record sources, it painted a disappointing picture of how the deed was done. Specifically, the article alleges that while Harbaugh met personally with team president Sashi Brown, Executive Vice President Ozzie Newsome, and General Manager Eric DaCosta Monday, in the wake of last Sunday's heartbreaking season-ending loss to Pittsburgh, he did not have a Monday face-to-face discussion with Bisciotti, in whom his fate ultimately rested. In fact, according to the Athletic article, Bisciotti fired Harbaugh by phone while Harbaugh was driving home from the castle, the owner-provided team facility in Owings Mills. It wasn't until 2 days later before the men talked in person. Say whatever you will about the righteousness of the firing, and I believe it to have been so. John Harbaugh's status as a man, not to mention his 18 years of loyal service to Bisciotti, entitled him to better treatment on the way out. You don't have to be Ray Barone to know that doing the right thing the wrong way can leave a stain on your reputation. We'll soon see if everybody still loves Steve Bisciotti. And that's how I see it for this week. You can reach us via email with your questions and comments at sportsatlarge@gmail.com and follow me on Blue Sky, Threads, and X at Sports at Large. Until next week, for all of us here and for producer Lisa Morgan, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the games.